Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. My name is Mike, and I am your host, and you get to hear me this week. No guest, but that's okay, because we'll be back on the guest thing here in a short while. But man, I'm excited to be coming to you and talking, because it's been a while since I've actually talked to you guys on the podcast. We have had a number of just really, really outstanding guests, and it's been such an honor to have these people on, and we'll continue to highlight people that a lot of people have never heard of, and just be able to let people tell their story. That's the thing that just gives me so much delight, is, you know, just being able to have a venue, a platform where people can come on and tell their story, because I believe everybody has a story and it's waiting to be told. And the worst thing that happens is when people don't believe they have a story and they never tell their story. So I'm just so excited to be able to, you know, provide this platform where people can have a opportunity to tell their story. So today I am going to be talking about some craziness that I'm getting ready to take in about a month. The June 17th, it will begin at noon, and I'll be running until June 23rd, 144 hours, 6 days, at 6 days in the Dome. Isn't that a quaint little title for a race, 6 days in the Dome, where you run 6 days? But it'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's a 433-meter track. I have never done this before. And so what I thought I would talk to you guys about is, what does it look like training for a six-day event? So in case you're wondering just the magnitude of this, so that is a 24-hour race back to back to back to back to back to back. So six backs. So six 24-hour races all in a row. And so when I decided to sign up for this, it was really, I wanted to give myself a 60th birthday present. Those of you who know me know that since I turned 50, I've been running my age in miles every year, and I do it weird ways and everything. So this year, I decided to just go for it with gusto, because I thought, you know, you turn 60 and it only happens once. And so I was like, man, what can I do? Because 60 miles just sounds boring. I mean, you know, 100K, not even 100K, shorter than 100K. And I was just like, 60 miles, nah. And I was running down at Cape Fear 24 hour last year, and somebody told me about this crazy race called 6 Days in the Dome. And I thought, huh. And then I had Bob Hearn on, and he talked about 6 Days in the Dome. And then I had somebody else on, and they talked about 6 Days in the Dome. And it's, you know, I'm not the sharpest, you know, knife in the drawer, but I caught on after a while that, huh, 6 days, 6 decades, 60 years. Let's give it a shot. So ran Swami Shuffle 200 this year. It was a wonderful, amazing opportunity. I learned more about myself and my abilities than, you know, anything that I've done up to this point. Swami was amazing. And that's, of course, why I'm signed up to do it again next year for my third year in a row. But when I decided to give myself the 60th birthday present of 6 Days in the Dome, I knew I was both crazy, but also in the back of my head, I was like, I gotta find like a whole new level of training, because I've never done this before. So those of you who think that I'm doing this and I have all my stuff together and I know exactly what I'm doing, you're wrong. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm having fun figuring it out. So as I started, you know, going into this thing, I was like, okay, so running a multi-day event and I'm doing the bulk of it self-supported, I was like, okay, so this is not easy breezy, man, you know, walk in the park. I was like, I have got to train different for this race, because this is not like any race that I've ever run before. So, you know, I'm like, all right, so I've only been doing ultra marathons for 10 years. So it's not like I've been doing this a lot of years. In fact, 6 Days in the Dome, quite appropriately, will be my 60th ultra marathon finish. How's that for timing? I did not work that out. It just happened to work itself out. Those are 60 official finishes. I have run way more distances, you know, ultra marathon distances, but this will be my 60th race that I have finished of an ultra marathon distance. I'm really excited about it. So, you know, just to kind of get into this training and everything, I spent about 2 months trying to figure out how does one train for a multi-day event while running a business, keeping a marriage on solid footing, dealing with family issues related to everybody aging, and having a new adopted family that we're helping settle into a new culture. And then, you know, of course, add on to that, doing everything I can to keep my faith alive while I'm trying to draw faith to the surface of friends and acquaintances. You know, I don't have a dull life. I don't live a dull life. When I decided that I wanted to live an ultra life, a life lived to the full, I knew that it was not going to be dull, that dull went out the door and I would never see it again. And I was really, really excited about it. Those of you who know me, I'm a numbers guy. And so I'm trying to wrap my mind around the numbers and how do I do the numbers and everything. And I was out for a run, appropriately enough. And those of you who know me know that I like to pray a lot on my runs because it's like my quiet time. I think it's the only time that I'm still, you know, long enough where my brain is still and I'm not in constant motion even though I'm running. And so I was out and I was just praying about, you know, God, I don't get how to do this training. And there's not like a whole, you know, level of people that I can go to for, you know, advice about how to do it. And so I was like, you know, this is something new for me. So let me kind of tell you, if you guys don't mind, a little backstory of little storytelling about how I got to this point. When I started running when I was 46 years old, so 14 years ago, I was in one of those spots where life hadn't turned out exactly how I had planned. I was overweight. I was fresh off what I thought was a failure as a husband, person ministry, abruptly returned to the United States from overseas ministry. And I had thought, yeah, I'm nothing but a complete failure and a hoax. And so that's how I began my fitness journey. As the weight began to fall off and I began realizing that I really like what running was doing to my brain, I began to feel confident that I could, you know, live again and maybe, you know, not be a hypocritical, bitter old man. So then when I turned 50, that's when I decided, you know, I've run 2 full marathons. What's next? Yeah, that kind of cracks me up too. And I, you know, announced to my wife I was going to run 50 miles on my 50th birthday. You know, that kind of got the ball rolling. And so for those of you who don't know, when I turned 50, the whole decision to run 50 miles on my 50th birthday was based off a book that I had just read by Bob Buford called Halftime, Moving from Success to Significance. And throughout this book, he talks about living the second half of your life stronger. So he's talking to guys that, you know, are turning 50s and in their 50s and, you know, moving on to the 60 and everything. And he's talking about set a marker down that says, I'm going to live my second half stronger. And so when I decided to run 50 miles, that was why. It was Jenny and I had such a blast doing this 50 miles. I could not have done it without my forever girlfriend. She's just amazing. The part I remember most about this 50-mile run 10 years ago was when Jenny hopped out of her sister's car and started walking with me and serenaded me with the most beautiful song you could ever imagine. Just as we're walking by a ranch house and the rancher comes out and very concerned look on his face, ask, are you guys okay? And I'm not sure if it was my condition that I looked in because I was like at about 44 miles at this point, I had like 6 miles left to go, or if it was Jenny singing. It was one of the two that made him ask if we were okay, though. But that was my first ultramarathon 10 years ago, and it has totally changed my life. This year, I was chatting with Melissa Laundrie on the podcast, and she mentioned that running is a bit like EMDR therapy, and I realized that that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years. I've just been doing EMDR therapy on myself over and over and over, helping my brain to refocus and change the emotions, thoughts, behaviors, you know, from distressing experiences and trauma and heal. Along the trails and roadways I've traversed on foot, the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and feels help me reprocess and repair the mental injury from the memories that caused me to be defeated, anxious, and depressed, to where I was like, man, I can live life to the full again. So that's just a short backstory of how I got to 6 days in the Dome and settled on a training plan that I believe is going to help steer me toward a 6-day running experience that'll propel me to even stronger points in this life lived to the full. So how do you begin training. How do you even set this up? Well, there's lots of articles. You can Google training for multi-day events, and you get all kinds of articles. And I'm reading through them, and I'm just going, yeah, none of these really fit me. Because in my head, I knew that this running race wasn't just about the physical running. See, I know that during these 6 days in June that I'm going to move from where I am mentally and spiritually to a whole new dimension of living. And so as I was setting up my training plan, I realized that, you know, what I'm doing isn't just going to affect myself, but everybody I surround myself with. So I couldn't just concentrate on a physical training plan that would get me where I needed to be physically. I knew I needed, you know, conditioning and endurance and some strength, and I needed to be able to, you know, figure out how to tape my feet so I don't get the blisters, pop blisters, and, you know, all those little things. I knew I needed to figure out all those things. But I was like, I just need something different. And so, you know, I just really came up with a whole different training plan, and I'm going to kind of talk about this. So one of the reasons I don't run with headphones, you know, bringing me music or books on tape, is that I want to sense everything around me when I run. I want to hear how my feet are landing. I want to hear the sounds around me. I want to smell the air I'm breathing. I want to see everything that surrounds me. And I want to feel all the feelings that an ultramarathon brings. So, you know, I've often said that if you want to understand this race called life, go run an ultramarathon, because you'll feel and observe all the life along the way, the highs, the lows, all the extremes surrounding life. So it's just ultra running is just a microcosm of what we all go through. So I'm running. So here I am. You got to picture me. I decide, okay, part of the physical training, I need to figure out, I'd never run on a track much before, like maybe a mile, maybe 2 miles. To this point, I was like, I just don't know about this running on track. So one Saturday in the rain, I just decided, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to run around this 400-meter track. I'm going to go for it for 2 or 3 hours just to experience what it feels like to run around a 400-meter track repeatedly for hours. I'd never done it before. So I'm out there and I'm running around this track. And as I'm running around this track and I'm thinking about my training plan, how do I do this training plan so that these don't feel monotonous, these little circles, these 400-meter circles don't feel monotonous, but they feel special. Like I wanted each lap around this track, I wanted to feel something, not just feel the physical stuff. I wanted to feel the mental and the spiritual stuff that goes along with this. And so I'm running around this track and I'm thinking, how do I do this? And all of a sudden I hear this word discipline. And I was like, okay, I know I have the discipline to train, to be physically prepared to move for 6 days. I'm right now at the precipice of turning 60 at a better place than I have been physically with conditioning and endurance than I have ever been. I am, with short runs, laying down some incredible times. Just ran a 20 miler in 3.5 hours. Blew my ever living mind. I didn't realize I had that in me. Ran a 10K the other day in less than an hour. Blew my mind. Didn't realize I could do that. I'm just sitting there going, okay, physically, I'm in good shape. So I knew I had the discipline to mentally overcome the obstacles. Those of you who heard my Swami Shuffle story at mile 92 know that, you know, to get up out of the sand and to move for another 130 miles takes a lot of mental discipline. So I knew I had the mental discipline to just shake off anything that would present itself to me. You know, that whole Mike Tyson thing, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. That's, you know, ultra running story for me big time is I have lots of plans and I have lots of goals. And then all of a sudden you get punched in the mouth and it's like, ow, that hurt. Okay, how do I keep on moving? So I knew mentally I had what it would take. And I was like, okay, I'm not sure whether I'm spiritually disciplined to encounter and work through what I'm going to need to work through for the next however many decades I have on this life, on this earth, that are still to come. I worked out my physical training plan, which would include, you know, another couple of multi-hour track days. And I've done them religiously. I've got a couple of indoor track days. It's kind of weird running under the artificial light, with artificial air flowing around you. There's no way to simulate the hockey rink. So there's no way in Virginia for me to simulate 52 degree temperature for 6 days. So we'll just deal with that when I get there. I know that physically and mentally I was there. And so what I was struggling with was how do I prepare myself spiritually for what I know is coming? So one day I was doom scrolling on my cell phone and it dawned on me that perhaps the secret in this spiritual discipline lay not in picking something up, but in putting something down. And so I came upon this plan that I was going to put the stupid electronic leash down in the evenings, and I would use that time for something more productive. And so the first week that I did it, I used the technique coming home from work, putting my cell phone to bed, and not picking it up. And it was mind-boggling. I mean, I had started reading more, I started listening to more, of what my wife was actually telling me. There's a little hint there for you guys. I started listening to my wife more, so I was actually not just hearing her, I was actually listening to her. That may be a little, hint in there for the guys that are listening to this. You'll catch that at some point. And so, it was, I started doing these things, and then right along that was this really difficult 50K race in an area I'd never done before. It was hot, it was humid, it tested me physically, mentally. I wanted to quit multiple times because I was like, nobody will know because nobody went with me. The van the night before, I put my electronic leash to bed long before I went to bed. And I picked up my Bible and I just did what I love to do, which is just stick my finger in and wherever I open it, that's where I read. But I settled into these disciplines and that become my daily routine. And along the way, what I found out is that the multi-day event is nothing more than coming down to the little disciplines. It's the little disciplines of taking care of your feet first and foremost while keeping track of your calorie and hydration intake. That's going to be the big thing. I've overcome some of the worst mental battles of my life at the 2024 Swami Shuffle. And so, but it's making sure you take care of those mental disciplines. That's why I've decided every 5 hours, I'm going to change my shoes. Not because I really feel like I need to change my shoes and socks, although it's probably not a bad idea physically, but because I know that that will help reset my brain. I'm going to go outside throughout the day and night. You don't know whether it's day or night when you're running around an indoor hockey rink for 144 hours. So I'm going to go outside and just look up at the stars in Milwaukee if I can see the stars. I'm not sure how big Milwaukee is. I think I've been to Milwaukee one time in my life, so I have no concept of what Milwaukee's like. But I'm going to walk outside the hockey arena. I'm going to check out what's out there and everything. There are little, it's the little disciplines. And that's what's got me probably weirdly excited, but also extremely confident that my training plan has encompassed all the key parts of a training plan. See, I didn't just concentrate on the physical. I have concentrated on the physical. I'm laying down stuff physically that I wouldn't have thought possible when I was 50. I've concentrated on mentally sharpening the pencil and sharpening, how I deal with things mentally, trying to concentrate on that inner calmness and peace. And just when things are just going all haywire around me and things are exploding, staying calm, staying focused, and being able to focus in on what I can do instead of what I can't do. And then spiritually, just taking time to listen every single day and taking time out of my busy schedule to not be focused on myself, but to focus on others. And, I think my training plan is going really, really well. And I'm excited about 6 days in the dome, and I'm excited about where this is going to come to. I have some big, big goals that I'll probably talk about in another podcast, but, right before, 6 days in the dome, I may put out there what some of my goals are so you guys can challenge me and encourage me during this race. I'm so looking forward to this, and I feel privileged that I have the opportunity to invest the money into the race fee, invest the money into the travel to Milwaukee, invest the money into the food and the other stuff and everything. I'm so blessed that I get the opportunity to do this. And so, how do you train for a multi-day event? You got to put it all into place. You got to put the physical, the mental, the spiritual work in, because if you put the physical, the spiritual, and the mental work in, man, I think there's going to be an incredible rainbow at the end of this 6 days. And I can't wait to talk to you guys after 6 days in the dome about what happened, because I think I'm going to be a different feller, and I'm looking forward to that. So that'll do it for this week's episode of Living an Ultra Life. I cannot tell you guys enough how much I thank you for listening, and those of you who comment and who rate us in, both in Apple and Spotify podcasts. I do pay attention. You guys are awesome. Really, really appreciate it. If any of you guys have suggestions for me, you can DM me at Mike Horner Ultra on Instagram, or you can send me an email to livinganultralife@gmail.com. I really appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I can't wait to hear more of your stories. That's it for Living an Ultra Life.